Well, yeah, we always talk about that at the beginning of the season, as November is when the teams kind of step up. That's when you make your run, and we put ourselves in a situation maybe not quite as good as we could have been in, but we have four good teams we have on our schedule left, and we're going to do our best in those four games.
You do still control your own destiny for the Big Ten championship game. Is it kind of a weird, different feeling thinking about, okay, let's get to the Big Ten title game this year than just saying, all right, let's try and win the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think it's definitely different with the divisions, how they are. It definitely gives you more perspective of where you're at and where you sit compared to other teams. But we're just going to take this 1 week at a time, and that starts with a really good Michigan team coming in here on Saturday.
You guys have been susceptible to the blitz this year at times, James. Is there a common theme happening there? Is it something different each time?
No, I think we need to execute better against the blitz, and that starts with me, and it spreads out from there. But that's definitely something we have to get better at, and you gotta be able to do things against the blitz because people are going to keep doing it.
How do you get better?
You complete passes for big plays. Obviously, if they're blitzing, there's less people back there, and you complete a pass, break a tackle, and there you go. They don't blitz anymore the rest of the game. So that's something we definitely have to improve on.
The weather forecast this weekend calls for an insane type of wind gusts on Saturday morning. At what point do you start to focus on the weather and maybe, adjust game-wise?
No, yeah, that's news to me. I didn't realize that. Obviously, that makes things a little more difficult in the air, but we'll figure it out as the week goes on. And if it's that bad, then maybe you run the ball a little more, but you can't really let that affect you. You know, they have to play in the same elements as we do, and it'll be an even playing field.
Is there anything to the notion that Iowa plays up to and down to its level of competition? Because it does seem that way to fans.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we think of it like that. We know every opponent we play is good. I mean, it's not like Minnesota wasn't a Big Ten team. They're a good team, and we didn't do what we should have to win that game. And we know we have another good team coming in here this week in Michigan, and we're going to move forward this week and give it our best shot.
What do you say to the frustrated fans who just don't understand how you can lose to Minnesota?
Well, yeah, I think it's hard on everybody. Obviously, there's nobody in that locker room that was happy after that game. And we know that we left a lot of plays out there, but it's all about making corrections and moving forward. You can't let that hold you back from these last four games of the year.
Not the Cotton Stags didn't do a good job when they were in there, but if Keenan's back, assuming he's back this week, that makes a big difference.
Well, yeah, definitely Keenan's a solid weapon for us, and we definitely want to get him back in things because that's definitely a threat out there opposite of Marv. And those other guys did a really good job last week of preparing and in the game, and we're just hoping to get another weapon back.
Keenan, you missed him on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a good player.
An option away.
Yeah, he's a good player for us, and I think we're all looking forward to getting him back.
The preparation for Michigan, is their defense better than it has been?
Yeah, it's definitely improved. They have a very solid scheme, and you can tell they're very well coached. They're disciplined, and they all do their jobs well, and they don't give up the big plays. So you really have to execute on offense.
What are the changes you see specifically with their defense? Because I think Julian last year described it as controlled chaos, what they had now.
Yeah, last year they stood some guys up. They walked around. It was just a weirder-looking thing. And last year they gave up more big plays. This year they're more of a standard defense, and they do their job well. They tackle. They play the schemes right, and they don't give up the big plays, and that makes it hard on offense.
Do they blitz a lot?
Yeah, they definitely do some. They're definitely going to bring pressure with their linebackers and their safeties, but they're not a huge blitz team. They're obviously going to bring some pressure, and we'll have to find ways to handle that.